a Cumulus Media station.
Efforts continue to remove the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge from the water. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Crews chopping the bridge into manageable chunks. Fox's Madeline Rivera is in Baltimore.
A lot of assets are heading to this area in the coming days. The Navy has dispatched three cranes, including the Chesapeake 1000, which is the largest crane on the eastern seaboard, capable of lifting 1,000 tons. But none of them has begun the work of actually lifting the debris off the dolly. That's because crews right now, including inspectors and engineers, they're in the planning stages, assessing the site, mapping out the debris to try and figure out how to do this work as quickly and as safely as possible. So you've got these cranes that can lift anywhere from 150 to 1,000 tons. The problem is the span of this bridge weighs about 3,000 to 4,000 tons, so it has to be split up into smaller pieces so that these cranes can lift them up out of the water.
A cargo ship hit a main support early Tuesday, causing the collapse. Four workers remain missing, presumed dead. Thousands of police officers from across the country honoring fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller at his funeral today. Fox's CB Cotton.
It is a solemn day as thousands converge on this Long Island community to say their final goodbyes to fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. Now, Diller was conducting a routine traffic stop in Queens on Monday when he was shot in his stomach below his bulletproof vest. He was rushed to the hospital but did not make it. Suspect Guy Rivera has been charged with first-degree murder. At the time of the shooting, Rivera was out on the streets with 21 prior arrests. Thousands attended a two-day wake for Officer Diller, who was only 31 years old.
Diller is survived by his wife and son. As we head into Easter Sunday, the prices of eggs has dropped. The feds say the average price of a dozen now is $2.99, down from last year when they were more than $4. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172, gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh. fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by Neil Sperry's Gardens, and I'm responsible for its content.
Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening is presented by North Texas Ace Hardware Stores, where you'll get friendly, localized service. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now, presented by Ace Hardware, here's Neil.
All right, that's Mike Bass. That's my producer. That's the guy you'll hear if you call my program. Hope you will. And he's my friend. And in the reverse order, that's important to me. Thank you, Mike, very much, and thank you for listening this afternoon. It's a toll-free number if you'd like to call. I'm here for an hour. I've shortened the program so I can have a little more time to spend with family. 888-787-KLIF, between 1 and 2 every Saturday. Give a call. 888-787-5543. Lines are open right now. We have two lines available to you. We have Steve and Lucas will be my first call in just a moment. 888-787-5543. And we get the program underway fairly punctually. I do have my SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week feature that we do first, and then take a short break, and then right on to the calls. So I'll give that number one more time in just a moment, but let me do the SPCA report first. I invite you to meet Hank. Hank is a charming six-year, eight-month-old. Good gosh, how do they know that? Mixed breed dog who's ready to bring warmth and joy to your home. Weighing in at a heartwarming 65 pounds, Hank is the epitome of sweetness, gentleness, and affection, making him the ideal companion for anyone seeking a loyal and loving friend. Hank's playful and goofy nature is bound to fill your days with laughter and light. This affectionate canine is not just about fun and games. He's a master of cuddles and companionship. Hank thrives on human interaction, and his eyes light up with pure joy at the prospect of spending quality time with his favorite people. A relaxing home and leisurely walks would be the perfect match for Hank. It's important to note that Hank, like many older dogs, experiences some arthritis. However, that doesn't dampen his spirits. In fact, it makes him even more deserving of a comfortable and caring home. Hank is not just good with dogs, he's a canine socialite, making him an excellent choice for those looking to expand their furry family. However, he's not a fan of feline friends, so a home without cats would be the best fit for this lovable pup. Like all pets from the SPCA of Texas, Hank has been neutered, microchipped, he's up to date on all of his necessary vaccinations. Hank is housed at the Russell E. Dealey Animal Rescue Center. You will need an appointment to meet Hank. To do that, just find his profile at spca.org/dogs. spca.org/dogs. Click on the Make an Appointment button. Hank's team will take it from there. To learn more about how you can give a gift for the animals, visit spca.org. Click on Donate. That's always appreciated. There's a spring fling happening at the SPCA of Texas. Throughout the month of April, all puppy adoptions are half price. All adult and adult cat adoptions, dog and cat adoptions, are only $25. That special is valid at both the Dallas and Ellis County Animal Care Centers. And I'm sure that's going to apply to Hank. This was sent to me to read on March 30th. But you just tell me, hey, Neil said this would be okay, $25 for Hank. Hank is available. Well, all animals are available for adoption at both the SPCA Dallas Animal Care Center, 2400 Lone Star Drive, and the Ellis County Animal Care Center, 2570 Farm to Market 878 in Waxahachie. And all the hours and everything else are available to you at the websites. But again, that spring fling happening at the SPCA of Texas. Puppy adoptions half price, adult dog and adult cat adoptions only $25, and that's at both the Dallas and Ellis County Animal Care Centers. So that's what we have. We have Hank the dog, and let's get him adopted. Can we do that? You go to spca.org. Let me go back up there and click on the Make an Appointment button for Hank. This program is sponsored by and the SPCA report sponsored by Baylor Scott & White. When it comes to your garden, you're the one who's calling the shots. You choose what you're growing, you plant the seeds, and you give every one of those plants the proper nourishment so that your entire garden can thrive. At the end of the day, your garden is in your hands. And Baylor Scott & White believes that your health ought to be in your hands as well. And that's why they made staying on top of your health easy with tools and treatment options that let you take charge of your own care. With the MyBSW Health app, you'll have everything you need to manage your health right at your fingertips. Schedule your appointments, view your test results, get access to 24/7 video visits right from your phone. Those are so easy. I've done that many times with my doctors. Now you have your care right in your pocket so you can keep on putting in the work to grow something beautiful. Download the MyBSW Health app today. MyBSW Health. Download that app today. It's from Baylor Scott & White Health. MyBSW Health. Download the app today. You'll be happy you did. From Baylor Scott & White Health.
I'm Rachel from Main Street Ace Hardware Ennis. We're your source for all those great products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. Now, back to you, Neil.
Thank you, Rachel, very, very much. But they're geared up for the eclipse. Just amazes me to hear people who either are boo-hooing the eclipse completely or don't know when it is or much about it. It just amazes me. I have a lot of interest in it. Yeah, it's only 5 minutes in length, and yeah, it's, I'm sorry. It's just so spectacular, and you get one chance in a lifetime to be right in a line of an eclipse that it really is spectacular. There are school districts that are just going on with the day. Yeah, we may let the kids out to look at it. What? What are you talking about? And then there are others who are really doing it right. So hats off to those who have done their science homework. Good job. Well, let's get the program underway, and we start with Steve and Lucas. Steve, good afternoon. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Good afternoon, Neil. I'm great, and thank you for being available to us. I hope you're well.
I'm well. Thank you, sir.
Well, I have a multitude of questions to ask you. I'll go as far as you'll let me, but my first question actually has multiple parts, and it has to do with nutrition that you just mentioned. What's the suggested plant food for trees that I planted last spring? I planted 4 crepe myrtles. They're only 2 feet tall. 3 eastern cedar. They're 6 feet tall. 4 vitex. They're 3 feet tall. 2 rows of Sharon. They're 2 feet tall. 4 Leland pine that are 5 feet tall. And I've got a live oak that's small and a 10-foot bur oak. Should I run them down? Can you tell me what nutrition I should give these plants?
I can help you on all those and anything else you plant in the future, Steve. If you have soil tests run from Texas A&M Soil Testing Laboratory, it will show that the black clay soil that Lucas has and that all of the Grand Prairie of Texas, which runs pretty much along Interstate 35 from Grayson County all the way to San Antonio, that strip of Texas has all the phosphorus it needs, and so the middle number of the fertilizer analysis ought to be pretty close to zero, if not at zero. The third number is potassium, and the soil has a lot of potassium in it natively, and so they normally say don't spend a lot of time thinking about potassium. The first number, nitrogen, is what your plants will basically need. And the oddity of it all is that all of the plants that you mentioned and all the plants that you're going to grow when you grow tomatoes or when you grow a bed of petunias, they're all going to need nitrogen, as well as your bur oak and the other plants that you've set out. And so you want to choose a fertilizer that's basically probably just going to be labeled as a lawn food, because that's the primary use of fertilizers that sound like that have high nitrogen analyses. So you're buying the best quality lawn food you can, Steve, and it's not going to have a weed killer, and it's just going to be a really high-grade lawn food with probably 30%, 35% of the nitrogen in slow-release form. You go to a good hardware store or a good garden center, and you tell them, I want an all-nitrogen fertilizer or very high-nitrogen fertilizer with 30%, 35%, 40% of that nitrogen slow-release, and they'll know exactly what you want. Everybody in the Metroplex, except for people who have sandy soil, ought to be buying exactly that fertilizer for every plant they grow.
Do those type of fertilizers come in those plant spikes, you know, that you can nail down near the tree or not?
You don't want to use those. That would be like a binge feeding where you take all of your food at one time and then you don't eat again for a day. You want to put the fertilizer evenly over the entire root zone of the plant.
And
then water it in because the roots are scattered all over the ground.
Well, thank you very much. What pine trees would do well in black gumbo clay?
I can't think of one. And you mentioned Leyland. That's probably Leyland cypress. And
yes.
That one has huge issues in our area because of a disease that is fatal to it. So of all the plants you mentioned, you heard, mentioned a lot in a hurry, but that one especially stuck out as being a really bad risk. The pines have, they have a lot of problems. A lot of pines need more acidic soil than we have. And so the East Texas pines won't survive very long. A lot of the pines that are from alkaline soils, like Elderica pine, eventually develop a problem because they're from arid areas, and we get a really wet year like 2015 was, and a year later they die because their roots have rotted in the wet soils. And so you're better off really going with something like Eastern Red Cedar. Your red cedars that you mentioned are the all-stars out of the cone-bearing plants. The rest of them eventually develop some kind of a problem or another. They're just all challenged.
You know, I'd heard you mention before that the Lelands weren't good, but alas, we had already planted them. So there you are. Did you have any time for another
question? I had two many years ago. I had also, not TWO, but TOO. And I faced the same thing everybody else did. Mine started leaking black ooze down the trunks. And saw a planting of about 15 of them in a very nice neighborhood near a friend of ours. A house, and not at her house, but these are 30-foot trees that were a screen for a very lovely home, and they're all dying right now, currently.
Mm.
So anyway, but that should get you started, Steve.
That sure got me started. Do you have time for another question, or do you have to go?
I probably need to keep going. Call me back, though.
Thank you.
Call
Thank
me
you
back.
Very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate
Great
it.
To Thank hear you. From you. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye. Mark and East Dallas should be coming up in just a moment. Stay with me. Oh, I see what you're calling for. Oh, I really need to talk to you. Stay with me. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is my book, and I have it on sale for you as a very special opportunity. Makes a wonderful Mother's Day gift, I might add. I hope that would be something you might be interested in, or just as a really good reference book for you. It has 344 pages and 840 of my photographs that I put in it, and more than 25 multi-page charts. There's a lot of information when you get a multi-page chart, a lot of information. Wait till you see the charts on the 100 best perennial, 100 best annuals and 120 best perennials, or all the known crepe myrtle varieties, or, and it just goes on, all the vegetables and all the other things that you see in these charts. Anyway, it's not all about charts. Chapter 2, I want to point out specifically, is a 48-page perpetual calendar. It tells you 4 pages per month what needs to be planted, pruned, fertilized, and sprayed in each month of the year. So you'll always know when to do everything. You'll never have to ask, Neil, what should I do this or that? It'll all be in that calendar for every county in the state of Texas. Now, I don't single out every county. Reeves County, here's what you do for this month and all that. But it's all there for the bulk of the state. Here's when you prune such and such. However, if you're in South Texas, do it a month earlier. If you're in far North Texas, wait 3 weeks. Whatever, that sort of a deal. But it's all in that calendar. And people tell me, Neil, that's the best thing you ever did. So that's chapter 2. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. And then I have specific chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. You can see where those charts come in, but you also see where there are lots of other short lists of the best trees for fall color and the best trees for spring flowering color and the best ground covers for shade and so forth all the way through. Now that's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $34.95. It will pay for itself. And I'll sign your copy, I'll guarantee your satisfaction, or I'll refund every penny. 87,000 copies sold. Not one person has asked for a refund, so I think you're going to like the book. It's not in stores and not on Amazon. There are two ways you can get it. You either get it from my website or you call my office. the office phone number. It's answered Monday through Friday, business hours. Gretchen is there. And that number is 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. The better way, though, is to order it right now from my website, because you know that one's always there, and that is neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Nobody will do you a better foundation repair job than Advanced Foundation Repair. Their estimates are absolutely free. Their work is very affordable. They invite you to give them a call, 214-333-0003. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of your house. Do what we did. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. On the web, it's foundationrepairs.com. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
All right. And Neil, back with you to tell you about Ace Hardware, the people who sponsor this entire hour and have for many years. Oh, do I appreciate them? The answer is yes. You say now, yes, you do appreciate it, Neil. And let me tell you, Ace is a place where you are greeted when you come in the door. You are appreciated when you go into your neighborhood Ace Hardware store. 40 of them go together to sponsor this hour and other things that I do, and I thank them for that. You stop by your locally owned North Texas Ace retailer, you'll find a great deal on Ace all-purpose lawn fertilizer for all your grasses. 5,000 square foot coverage for $24.99. This is just what I was talking about a few minutes ago. Save $2 with your Ace Rewards card. Pay only $22.99. There's a limit of 2 bags. I applied this just a couple weeks ago to a bunch of our ground cover and our turf grass. It's just $22.99 with your Ace Rewards card. Apply it anytime during this spring growing season, anytime during the growing season. It feeds your lawn in one easy step. It builds strong, deep roots to protect from drought and heat. It has controlled release feeding for 8 or 12 weeks, and it's formulated for quick greening as well. That is Ace All-Purpose Lawn Fertilizer for all grasses, 5,000 square foot coverage. It would be $24.99, but you save $2. With your Ace Rewards card, pay only $22.99, limit of 2. Ace stores, they're parts of our neighborhoods, each owned by a member of the community. You're getting help from people you already know. So go by Ace, tell them Neil was saying really good things about you folks. Ace is the place with those helpful hardware folks.
I'm Mark from Benbrook Ace Hardware. I own my Ace Hardware store because I want to help your family, and I'm proud of my team that's there to serve you. We're Ace, the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
When I recorded those rejoinders for Ace Hardware, I asked each of the people at the microphone if they were owners. Some of them were managers, but I ask all the owners, why do you enjoy having your Ace Hardware store? And that's what Mark was answering right there. And that one was fun to record because they had no trouble telling us why. And they're proud to be in their communities, proud to be involved, making their communities better, things like that. All right, phone number is 888-787-KLIF. That is 888-787-5543. We go to another Mark in East Dallas. Mark, this is Neil. Good afternoon.
How are you, Neil? I have a turf.
I'm well, thank you, sir.
I have a part of my yard that St. Augustine and Bermuda both grew just fine, and then my neighbor put up a fence, and now I can't get anything there to grow, and it's on kind of a slope. And it's starting to wash a lot of the dirt away. I've got to get something on there, and I would prefer to sod it. Any recommendations?
How wide is the area?
Probably 8 to 10 feet wide, and then probably 40, 50 feet long.
And the shade has killed the grass in an area that wide?
Well, yeah, there's some other things going on there. A lot of water rushes through there on big storms, and it's a problem. I need to get something there that'll hold.
Sure, I understand that. Well, my call, and what's the rest of your lawn? What is your lawn grass?
It's a mixture. St. Augustine and the shadier areas in Bermuda where it gets a lot of sun. And I've been looking, okay. You know, reading up on Zoysia. I don't know anything about it, but I just need help.
All right. Zoysia is a lovely grass. It is intermediate to St. Augustine and Bermuda in many respects. For example, it needs more sun than St. Augustine, less than Bermuda. It will stand traffic better than St. Augustine, not as well as Bermuda. If you had a dog patrolling that area, the dog would wear it out faster than Bermuda, but not as fast as it would wear St. Augustine out. I don't know about really soggy soil. St. Augustine has developed enough problems that I like St. Augustine. It's my turf grass of choice, but it has a lot of baggage. But I think since you already have St. Augustine in your yard, was there St. Augustine there when the fence went up?
It's a real sunny area, so mostly it was Bermuda, actually.
All right.
Along that strip.
How many hours of sunlight does that area get now with the fence there?
Probably middle of the summer, I would say maybe 8.
That's adequate for St. Augustine. You will need to worry about chinch bugs moving in against the fence because that's going to be a hot, reflective spot. And have you had experience with chinch bugs in your St. Augustine before?
No, never.
All right. Here is what you need to watch for because this is where so many thousands of people make a mistake. Let me just take you out into a regular lawn that doesn't have any fence, doesn't have any trees. It's just St. Augustine. And I'm going to take you to late June, but more likely mid-July. Somebody's going to come home from work someday, and they're going to say, oh, I better water the lawn. It looks really dry out there in the middle, in the heat, or over there by the sidewalk or the driveway. And they water it, and when they go out in the morning to go back to work or to get the paper, they say, huh, I guess the sprinklers didn't hit that, or maybe I didn't leave it running long enough or something because it still is wilted. You know how St. Augustine, when it is dry, the blades fold together and it has a darker, dull green look to it, you know, that appearance?
Yes.
Okay. And they'll see that and say, well, that it just didn't take the water. I wonder what the problem is. And they may even stick their finger in the soil and say, that's really crazy. The soil is muddy. That's chinch bugs. Chinch bugs will always be in the middle of the summer, the hottest, sunniest part of the yard. They'll never be up against the fence where it's shady, in the shadiest part of the lawn. They'll never be back under the shade trees. They'll be out in the sunny part. That may be why you have Bermuda in part of your yard, because you haven't treated for chinch bugs in the past. The Bermuda will fill in for the St. Augustine. There are a lot of people who say, my lawn just burned up last summer. I get so many comments. I almost said something that would have been hurtful, and I don't mean to do that. I almost said, I get so tired of hearing that. I feel so sorry for people that say that and are convinced that their lawn just burned up. There's nothing that burns a lawn up other than if they never watered it, and they say, no, I watered faithfully. And well, then the chinch bugs got it. It's what happened. You can water as much as you want to, and the chinch bugs are going to eat it. They suck the life out of it. They're about BB size or a little smaller, and they're right on the surface of the soil, so you don't see them unless you part the grass. One application of insecticide when they're just getting started will put an end to them probably for that entire season. But people don't do that, don't know it, and they don't do it, and so they lose big parts of their yard or maybe all of their yard. So that's the thing that I would do. St. Augustine, that's what I would do. St. Augustine is your more shade-tolerant grass. If the Bermuda failed because of the shade of the fence and you want turf grass, that would be my choice way over Zoysia. And certainly you've proved that Bermuda won't make it. Then the other option would be that in parts of that area, if there are parts that don't get even enough sunlight for St. Augustine to survive, then maybe you plant a few shrubs and develop a bed against the fence that kind of changes the look of the landscape a little bit, but makes it attractive, and you put a shade-tolerant ground cover in and some hollies or some shrubs that have that are really resistant to the shade, and you convert it into a beauty spot, it's just a different look to your landscape, and it would be successful. So that's the way I've dealt with shade at our home. We have a lot of shade. And
Neil, so can you recommend a sod company?
I don't have one. I live clear out in the country in the McKinney area, and when I buy sod, I normally buy it not too far down the street, and I've bought from several. I don't have one currently because I don't have any St. Augustine anymore. I have nothing but ground cover. What I would do is talk to, you're in East Dallas. I would talk to somebody at one of the Callaways, or I would talk to Covington's out in Rowlett. They are buying sod or recommending sod dealers that are on your side of town. The Miller Turf, they're on LBJ at, is it at Jupiter? I don't know where it is. But right there, you've driven past them. They have sod, and they have for 50 years, all the time I've lived in the Dallas area. So,
gotcha. Those are ways. Neil, thank you.
You betcha. I'm glad you called. Good luck with it. Hope I helped. Thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Whiskey Stone right now. This is a great place. If all I can impart to you is the message that Whiskey Stone is a great place when you need stone, I have accomplished my job. If I can embellish that by saying these are wonderful people, they have the best selection of stone anywhere in North Texas and perhaps in Texas, then I've embellished the message. If I can tell you that they will deliver anywhere that you live, then I've embellished the message. If I tell you that if you take photographs of an area where you want to do something with your landscape, like a retaining wall or a walk or patio or something around your pool or need some landscape boulders or whatever, they will help you. They will work with you to help you complete your landscape. Then I've really embellished the sales job here with you. And that's my goal, because Mike and Derek Wisnat, a father and son team, are my friends. They have been for 25 years. And the Texas nursery industry thinks the world of these guys. And you will too once you meet them. And once you meet their people are really there to help you. They're at 4501 East Loop 820 South. That's in far southeast Tarrant County, far southeast Fort Worth. And they're Monday through Saturday. They're always closed on Sunday, not just because it's Easter, because not all Sundays are Easter. But tomorrow is, and other Sundays they're closed too. They are able to deliver anywhere you can hear me. They will refer you to a landscape contractor who can do the stone work for you. They know the best, because the best buy from them. Their phone number is 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. It's whiz-q.com. It's WhizQ Stone.
Coming up Monday on DFW's Morning News at 6:17, does Texas have a team in the Final Four? And could the Rangers snag a couple more opening series wins? We'll tell you. And spring in full force, what does that mean for severe weather? The experts will join us at 7:40. I'm Clayton Neville with Laura Sather. Julie DeHarty has traffic on the fives. Meteorologist Brad Barton has your forecast. It's Monday's edition of DFW's Morning News, 5 until 9. On News and Information, 570 KLIF and 96.3 FM. D2.
All right, let me tell you about Arborological Services. Let me tell you how it is to be a shade tree. You grow and you say, man, this is a tough place to be a tree. And then somebody sends a guy with a pickup truck and a chainsaw out, and they start whacking on you. And you say, well, that didn't make it any easier. Now I'm all mangled. On the other hand, if you're a shade tree, a little personification going on here. You're a shade tree and you're sitting there and trying to do your best job to provide shade and recreational space for your landowner. And you see Arborological Services coming on down the street. You say, oh, I've heard about those people. This is going to be good. And their people get out and come toward you and start climbing on you, and they do you right. That's what it's all about. Now, I'm now one proud tree, because I've been groomed, I've been protected, I've had any issues that I have corrected, and I'm going to be loved and nurtured by the best in the business. That's the way it is with Arborological Services. They care about your trees. All they think about is trees. When they get up in the morning, they're thinking about trees. I guess they think about the new season of the Texas Rangers and how the Mavericks are doing. I guess they think about those things. But they also think about trees. I like talking to these guys because instantly it goes to trees. And that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. They founded in 1981. Think about the urban forest that we have now compared to 1981. It's pretty awesome what Steve Hauser and his team have done to help us have beautiful, healthy trees across North Texas. If you want to be a part of that team growing the best trees in the world, you get them on your team, coming to your house, protecting your trees. For all kinds of tree work, whether it's just routine maintenance or whether it's something heroic, Arborological Services, arborological.com, 866-552-7267. It's a toll-free number, but they just serve the Metroplex. Arborological.com, Arborological Services, 866-552-7267.
It's time now for a little bitty garden tip. I think you'll find it useful. There are some odd jobs in lawn keeping. Let's talk about replacing thin turf. When a stand of lawn grass is thinned, your first temptation often is to plant more grass. However, if shade is the cause of thinning, the new grass won't do any better. I'm asked that all the time. You'll need to prune lower limbs from the trees to let more light in early or late in the day, or switch to a more shade-tolerant ground cover. Now, that assumes that you've tried St. Augustine and failed. It's our most shade-tolerant lawn grass. Why won't the grass grow in the shade is the most common question I'm asked. You also want to check sprinkler heads to be sure that the area is adequately watered. Only when you think you've solved the problem should you replant your grass. If you have tree roots that are exposed because they've grown up and out of the soil, do not put soil over the top of them. A lot of people want to do that. It does nothing to solve the problem. Those tree roots are there. They're normal. Live with them. I have more gardening tips for you each Thursday evening in eGardens, my free weekly electronic newsletter. Sign up at neilsperry.com.
Thank you, sir, very, very much. If you'd like to call, last call for calls, 888-787-KLIF, 888-787-5543. And I'll tell you about Callaway's right now. Callaway's is the place to go this afternoon. It's just beautiful. And I'll give you another secret. They're open more than just on weekends. They're open during the week, you know. That's a great place to shop. They're all over the place. This is a local independent retail garden center that just happens to have more than one location. Nobody in the state of Texas has more certified or master certified nursery professionals than Callaway's does. They know that fun, rewarding, and tasty. Those are key words in having fresh vegetables from your very own garden. You'll discover quality choices. And they stick this in front of me, and I'm supposed to say Chef Jeff's Vegetables. That one just is tough for me. Callaway's offers you a great selection of more than 40 varieties, including unique heirlooms, so you can fill your table with yummy goodness. Chef Jeff's plants, I think they put that in there because you have to stop and say it carefully. There you are. They're grown with care and attention, ensuring that only the freshest and most flavorful vegetables make it to your table. Mumble on, Neil. Most Texas vegetable gardens include tomatoes and peppers. They're must-haves, and they have those. But they also have other favorites like squash, zucchini, melons, and so many more. Callaway's, your trusted source of tried and true vegetables from Chef Jeff's Vegetables. Each 4-inch plant, regular price $3.99, on sale for $2.98. Planting a vegetable garden is easy with a little guidance from the experts at Callaway's Nursery. And that's where those Texas certified and master certified nursery professionals are there to help with your selections and answers. More big news. Mark your calendar for two big events in one. All the Callaway's locations are celebrating the new Eclipse Big Leaf Hydrangea from First Edition at their Eclipse Viewing Party April 8 from 1 to 2. For more details, check out their event page at callaways.com. So I got this figured out. Now, you go out and look at it between 1 and 2, but you can't see it. Wait a minute. Just remember, they'll be closed on Easter Sunday tomorrow in observance of the day, but will be back to their extended spring hours at 9 Monday morning. Enjoy more time to shop Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 6. Callaway's Nursery. Life lived beautifully. It's Callaway's.com.
KLIF can be heard on the FM. If you have a newer vehicle, go to KLIF.com/FM to learn how. This is Real News and Information 570 KLIF. KLIF.com.
All right. And finally, before we go back to calls, we have Advanced Foundation Repair stepping up to rescue your house. If your house is not working the way it's supposed to, if the doors and windows don't open or shut like they're supposed to, that's not a good thing. That's your indication that the foundation is going somewhere. Have them come out and do a free home inspection. They have sophisticated equipment, and they are pretty sophisticated. They will end up drawing you what looks like a topographic map of your slab. And if they detect a problem, they'll show you where it is, what it is, how bad it is. Or if you don't have a problem, they'll tell you that. I really respect that. That was one of the first couple of messages I got about them as a sponsor 27 years ago. Neil, your new advertiser, they're great. They told me I don't have a foundation problem, but I'm so glad you have them aboard, somebody with that integrity. That's about the way it was worded. I've always been proud to have them as an advertiser, and when they do work for you, if that is what happens, it will be done carefully, it'll be done quickly, it will be done properly. Advanced Foundation Repair. Talk to them about their warranty. Talk to them about what they can do for you. It'll be affordable, and it'll be great. Advanced Foundation Repair. That home inspection you can set up at 214-333-0003. It's melodic to say it. Practice it with me. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair. FoundationRepairs.com.
Hi, I'm Adil from Plano Ace Hardware. We're your source of those great garden products. Count on us for friendly service you can trust. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
Thank you, Adil, very much. We have our pastor. I didn't think he'd be available today. Tommy Brummett, Pastor Tommy Brummett, will join us to talk about hummingbirds in just a moment. First, though, we have Tricia and Lucas. Tricia, thanks for calling. How are you today?
Hello, Mr. Sperry. Happy Resurrection Sunday weekend to you and your family.
Same to you. What a beautiful weekend. Sure.
It is. Is it too late to plant big trees? And what do you think of watering bags using those?
Okay, you cut out just a little bit. What do I think about using the watering bags?
Yes.
And then is it too late for large trees? It is not too late for planting large trees. The couple of things I would suggest to you, if you're buying a large tree, make sure that it is fully leafed out and that the leaves are full-sized. In other words, that the plant is very vigorous. It looks healthy. If the tree is very large and it is sparse and the leaves are puny-looking, leave it at the nursery. Don't buy it. But if it looks like a healthy, vigorous tree, go ahead and buy it. It is probably worth it to have them deliver it and plant it and guarantee it for you. If you do opt to bring it home yourself, wrap it in an old sheet or shade fabric from the nursery or something. Don't try to drive it on the highway at highway winds. Don't even try to do it. Like most of us have tried once, because you'll burn the foliage. It'll set the tree back. It might even set back so far it won't survive. It will burn the leaves right off.
Well, you sound like you know me pretty well.
Yeah. Set it at the same depth at which you find it growing in the container. Don't set it deeper. You want it at the same depth exactly. And as far as the watering bags are concerned, I guess they'd be fine for a brand new tree, because they would fit around the trunk and they would water just right there on the soil ball. They are a joke on anything more than a two-year-old tree, because the roots need to be 5 or 6 feet out from the trunk, and they're not that big. I saw one today in a nursery catalog, a grower's supply catalog, that laid flat on the ground and went out farther. And that looked like a much better idea than the ones that clasped the trunk.
Okay. Well, mine are going to be planted and guaranteed. But I saw them a couple of weeks ago, and the leaves are really just beginning. I looked up at the bald cypress, and it's probably about 15 feet tall. And, you know, the leaves are still small. So
yeah,
I don't,
be able
unless
to tell the leaf size on that.
That's what, and so I, you know, I think that we're supposed to plant them in a couple of weeks' time. And okay, should I hold off and have it be even later and warmer in the season?
No. You need to get it done as soon as possible.
Okay. Even though the leaves don't appear to be that big yet.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you get it planted and let it. I'm not a big fan of bald cypress in the first place because they struggle with our alkaline soil. But you know, go ahead and get it.
Because they start. I'm sorry. Because
iron deficiency in our soils. You see, I'm trying to rush to get to my pastor with his report on birds. So forgive me for that. I need to slow down. Bald cypress have a lot of problems with iron deficiency. Not all of them do, but enough of them do that it's not a plant that I'm comfortable recommending in the black clay soils. And plus the cypress knees that pop up and just grind your lawnmower to shreds when you hit them with the lawnmower blade. I don't know if you're familiar with the knees, but they're woody structures that come up out of the ground.
It's in the horse pasture, so maybe a horse hoof would be the worst they would get. Do I need to give them any kind of supplement or fertilizer?
Just water, as any other tree?
Water.
Yeah, yes, yeah, regular fertilizer. Everything needs nitrogen and then water.
Okay, they're on the edge of the pond, so hopefully that's good.
That's the perfect place for them. That should help everything, and that should be fine. Forgive me for running, but I need to get this done so I hit the clock properly. So thank you, Tricia. Good luck with it. And watering bags in that setting would not be necessary. All right, Pastor Tommy Brumick going to talk about hummingbird feeders and the fact that it's time to get them out. And then I'm going to ask him a little bit about the Easter service at First United Methodist Church tomorrow. So stay with me, if you will, please. Let me, and Tommy will have some good suggestions on the feeders. Let me give you a quick version of my book ad. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is on sale, and it will cover every aspect of all the things that I talk about here on the air. For example, the explanation of why the bald cypress is one that I am concerned about recommending, but a lot of information, 340 pages, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. It covers every aspect of outdoor lawns, landscapes, fruit, flower, and vegetable gardening for every county in Texas. And so there it is. It's a hardback printed on high quality paper and printed in Texas. And it's only $34.95, and it will pay for itself within the first couple of months that you have it, or I'll give you all your money back. Satisfaction guaranteed. There are two ways you can buy it, but those do not involve Amazon or bookstores. It's not available either way. You need to buy it either from my website or by going into my or by calling my office. My office is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And the phone number is 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. The better way, though, is to order from my website, and that is at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, $34.95, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening.
Lens Landscape Lighting, bringing you not just beauty, but added security. Helping you keep an eye on kids and pets when outdoor playtime turns to night. And now Lens Services proudly brings our lighting expertise to your home's interior space. Let us illuminate the beauty of your home, inside and out. Lens Landscape Lighting and Lens Services, we light the way you live. For more info, go to lenslighting.com. That's lenslighting.com.
With the MyBSW Health app, it's never been easier to take charge of your own health care. So keep making your hard work blossom into something great. Download the MyBSW Health app today. We'll get back to Neil in just a moment.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres, WhizQ Stone has the largest landscape selection in Texas, including natural stones such as flagstone, boulders, river rock, and more. To experience what WhizQ Stone can do, their large lifestyle display is certainly a place for inspiration. The skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Check out their product page on their website at whiz-q.com. They can supply not only the hardscape, but the tools to do it yourself. From masonry supplies to landscape supplies to pond and water gardens, WhizQ Stone has what you need to build the lifestyle of your dreams. WhizQ Stone can deliver any product anywhere in the USA. Visit the experts at WhizQ at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Well, thank you, sir. Let me tell you about Wild Birds Unlimited right now, and specifically the McKinney store. 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, near Tom Thumb. They're open right now. They'll be open until 5 o'clock this afternoon. They are always closed on Sundays, so just keep that in the back of your mind. Don't go in on Sunday because they're not there. If you go in on Sunday, you have broken the law. Now, Wild Birds Unlimited, Birdie is the store owner. It's an appropriate name. Her real name is Cheryl, but I don't think she'll even turn around for you if you call her that. This is a great store. It's been recognized as being the store of the year nationally a couple of times, and deservedly so. About half of the people who work for Birdie were there the day they opened 7 or 8 years ago. They love being there, and they will talk birds. They'll talk about bird feeders. They will talk about bird feeds and seeds and nesting boxes and other bird supplies. And when you go in the front door, you'll see a lot of decor items as well, all relating to wild birds of Collin County and the surrounding area. You'll love going in there and talking birds and shopping birds. And the high perch hummingbird feeder, let me just start with that one and finish with that one, is the best hummingbird feeder you have ever seen. Sure, it costs a little bit more, and it is worth every penny of it. It's a great one. So that's Wild Birds Unlimited, and it's the McKinney store at 3001 South Hardin Boulevard, just south of El Dorado Parkway, right beside Tom Thumb. Go in Monday through Saturday, 10 till 5.
I'm Alan Walter from Justin Ace Hardware. Each Ace Hardware is independently owned by someone who cares about your community, someone who's there to answer your questions. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. And now back to Neil.
All right, Alan, my friend Alan, he is one of the leaders of the Ace Hardware folks, and I appreciate him, and I appreciate our pastor kind of like. Pastor Tommy Brum at First United Methodist Church of near downtown, northwest downtown McKinney. Tommy, how are you?
I'm well, Neil. How are you today?
How could we not be well on a beautiful day like today? Isn't this great?
Oh, just spectacular. Yes, it is.
Have you seen hummingbirds already?
No, sir. No, I haven't. Usually, I was looking back at my calendar, and usually right around April the 1st, I will see the first hummingbird come through. I've got a Salvia greggi growing out in my front flower bed, and usually we'll catch one trying to feed there. This afternoon, here in just a little bit, I've got my hummingbird feeders out of storage. I'm about to mix up some nectar, and I'm going to put my hummingbird feeders out today because they're going to be coming. They'll be here within the week. They'll be coming.
I was going to say, that's not very far away, 2 days away.
No, it's not. It's not. So I'm getting my feeders out today because they'll be coming.
Well, what else is coming on the church horizon now? Tell us about it.
Well, oh my gosh, it's Easter. It's Easter Sunday. We've had a glorious Holy Week here at First United Methodist. We had Maundy Thursday services. We had two Good Friday services, a choir performance. And then on Sunday, we'll start with sunrise and we'll go till noon. And we're looking to welcome 3,500 of our closest friends into That's worship in all of our spaces. You can find our schedule at our website, sharing thehart.org, and we live stream, of course, the 10:05 sanctuary service. We have so many people who join us. They've joined us all week on live stream, and there'll be a lot of people joining us on live stream Sunday at sharingtheheart.org.
A lot of our people travel to be with family in distant places, and they'll be joining up at tomorrow as well. So what time is the sunrise service?
Sunrise, we're going to have the service at 7 o'clock. That's not exactly sunrise, but the sun will come up shortly, and that helps us get ready then for our 8 o'clock worship service. So we're on our own schedule here, but that 7 o'clock service is always beautiful, always quiet, and watching the sun just brighten the day around you. It's a beautiful experience, sunrise on Easter.
Tommy doesn't have much going on Sundays normally because he only has, we'll add that 7 o'clock service in for tomorrow, and then an 8 a.m. service, a 9 a.m. service, a 10:05 service, and then the Sperrys show up at the 11:10 service, and then we end up, because I'm kind of hobbled, I end up going down the stairs about 12:15, and Tommy's trying to get home for his lunch at that point, and we end up chatting too long for the poor man out in the walk. It's a long day for you. And then the Mavericks probably tip off at noon and he wants to go watch that, or the Rangers or something. We got a lot of stuff going on right now, don't we, in sports?
We have a lot, but Neil, we are so blessed. God has blessed all of us and blessed our church, and of course the blessing of the resurrection, that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. I hope you have a place to go worship. If you don't, you are welcome. Everyone is welcome at First United Methodist Church in downtown McKinney. Join us in person or online, and we will celebrate the power of love that triumphs over darkness and death. Looking forward to it, Neil. It's going to be a great day.
Please join us, folks. 315 North Church Street at any of those times tomorrow, sharingtheheart.org. is the website, and you can find all that information. Thank you, Tommy.
Happy Easter, Neil.
All right. Thank you so much. And folks, we will be live tomorrow morning on WBAP. Mike Bass will be producing the program, and I'll be there too, answering garden questions. And if you have a little time between 8 and 9 a.m. tomorrow as you're getting ready for your Easter service, or if you're of a different faith and have some time just on a beautiful weekend, give me a call, if you will, please, over at WBAP 820 on your AM dial. I'll be looking for calls then before we go to church as a family. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Mike, you've done a great job getting this program off the ground and kept us in the air, kind of flying a kite on a still day, isn't it, Mike? So anyway, thank you, everybody. Have a happy Easter, a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you here next week. Until then, happy gardening.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Well, I'm 67 years old. I lost 71 pounds. I was a size 46 pants 2 years ago, and I've been taking it, and I'm a size 36 pants now.
Congratulations, Pat, on losing 71 pounds and 10 inches off your waistline. Now listen to Brian's results.
My sleeping is better. My joint pains are much better, and the weight loss is coming along. I'm about 13 to 14 pounds lighter. It has reduced my sugar cravings big time. Sugar cravings and reduced joint pains and those two are big time.
Outstanding results, Brian. Guys, since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason. Results. Andro 400 can help you safely lose belly fat, reduce joint pain, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Start today and get free shipping on any order. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Sean Hannity here. My new home, weekdays 4 till 7, is 570 KLIF AM, Dallas KSCS FM HD2, Fort Worth, a Cumulus Media station.